Chapter 9. Verloc Confesses. "I would like to close the shop now," Winnie said. "I'll tell my husband that you were here and that you would like to speak to him." "Before I leave, let me show you something."
"Perhaps you can help me," Chief Inspector Heat said.
From his pocket he pulled out the piece of blue cloth he had taken from the table at the morgue and gave it to Winnie.
"The police found this today, Mrs. Verloc, and it has your address on it."
Winnie was very confused.
"It's from my brother's coat. He lives here with us. I wrote our address in his coat so that if he got lost, someone could help him. He's mentally retarded, you see. I don't understand, Inspector Heat. Did Stevie lose his coat? Where did you find it? Who tore the address out of his coat?"
Without answering Winnie's questions, Chief Inspector Heat said, "May I speak to him?"
"He's staying with a friend in the country," said Winnie.
"I see," said Chief Inspector Heat.
"Describe your brother for me, Mrs. Verloc."
"He's small and thin," Winnie said. "Even though he's in his 20s, he looks more like a boy than a man."
"That matches what the policeman told me," Heat thought. "He said that a witness saw a big man and a small, thin man together. It must have been Verloc and his wife's brother."
"Why do you want a description of him?" Winnie asked nervously. "Why do you want to speak to him? What's happened?" She was very worried.
"Mrs. Verloc," said the Chief Inspector, "this won't be pleasant for you to hear. The police found this piece of cloth at the scene of the bombing in Greenwich Park this morning. I'm sure you read about it in the afternoon newspaper."
"I don't know what you're talking about," Winnie cried, horrified. "What bombing? I only read the morning newspaper. There was nothing in it about a bomb."
Just then, Verloc walked into the shop.
"I'd like to speak to you," Chief Inspector Heat said quietly to Verloc, and he put the piece of blue cloth back in his pocket.
"Come upstairs," Verloc said. He didn't look at his wife as he took Chief Inspector Heat up to the flat. Winnie followed, intending to join them, but Verloc shook his head and closed the door to the living room. Winnie put her ear against the door in order to hear the conversation.
"It was you, Verloc," she heard Chief Inspector Heat say. "You're responsible for the bombing. A witness saw two men leaving the train station near the park just before the bombing. You and your wife's brother match the witness's description, and your wife's brother was the person carrying the bomb."
"So arrest me," Verloc said in a tired voice. "I'll tell you the whole story. I've already told your boss, the Assistant Commissioner. I confessed everything to him."
"I know," said Chief Inspector Heat. "For some reason, he wanted to investigate this affair all by himself. If he didn't arrest you, I'm certainly not going to." "You're very lucky, Verloc. He's probably going to blame foreign anarchists for the bombing and hope that the public and the newspapers are happy with that explanation. If we arrested you, it would show the public that the police haven't been monitoring the anarchist groups here very well. I'm here as a friend, not as a policeman, and I only want to know one thing. Why did you do it, Verloc?" "Vladimir wanted action," Verloc said. "He wanted to stop people supporting radical causes. He assumed that the police would blame the anarchists for the bombing. I had to do it, or I would have lost my job at the embassy."
"Why did you use that poor boy, Verloc?" Heat asked angrily. "You must have been crazy. I saw his body. It was a terrible sight."